Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walden. My guest today is Samuele Bonanini of Azienda Agricola Possa di Bonanini Samuele Heidi, whose Cinque Terre Chaquetra DOP 2018 vintage scored 98 points at Five Star Wines The Book 2020, which of course also includes Wine Without Walls. Here's how the wine was described by the judges. Bright and beautifully dense amber yellow, thrilling enveloping aromas of candied orange peel, dried apricot and dried raisins. Temperature constantly changes the wine and it's magical. Rich, candied fruit dominates, but a good structure and a refreshing acidity make sure we're left wanting for more. A great wine. Hear, hear. The Cinque Terre Chaquetra DOP 2018 was awarded the best sweet wine, or the miglior vino dolce. Many congratulations. You have to pronounce the wine that you've been awarded the prize for. Cinque Terre. How do you Chaquetra? Is that right?
Yeah, Chaquetra.
Okay, can you say the name of the wine so that we know exactly how to say it?
Yeah, his name is Chaquetra. He's a very old name that means is a two different work is a word. One is by the old Latinum with ex aquare means without water. So it's a wine by grape that is without water.
Okay, so it's drying the grapes.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were awarded the best sweet wine, vino, migliore vino dolce. Congratulations. So let's just wind back a bit. The family winery is in which region of Italy?
Yes, we are in Ligurian, in Cinque Terre. We are a very small production because in Cinque Terre our work is only by hand. It's impossible to use mechanical. We have only a small monorail for transport the grape between the terraces, but the other work is only by hand. And so is we are a very small production. We are only 4.5 hectares around, all in terraces and all in usually here in the part of Cinque Terre. Only one part is in an island in front of Porto Venere, that is Palmaria Island, where we have about 3,000 meters and we produce another type of wine.
Okay. So when was the winery founded? Was it your family or your grandfather?
I have my grandmother that was a wine producer, but she closed the winery because usually Cinque Terre is, in old Cinque Terre, the generation of the grandparents close all the winery because it's a period, a historical period where it's impossible to live with the wine. And all the people have to go in for find a work in another place. Fortunately, now is we have a good market and I starting to clean the terraces of the family, and I buy other terraces, and I starting with 800 meter, and today we have 4.5 hectares, and is my work of the last 24 years.
Wow! So you started with less than 1 hectare,
yeah,
and now you have 4. If anybody listening saying, well, that's a very small vineyard. From what we're hearing from Samuele, it's actually quite a big vineyard because it is very steep and it's incredibly time-consuming. It's a heroic wine, it would be what we would call it, okay? So in the winemaking, are there any particular or special techniques that you use to make the wine?
Yes, for the Chaquetra, we use the traditional method and it's very complex because we go for every plant. We select only the best grape, the perfect grape. Usually is the best grape we find very near the sea. And we cut and we put in a special local for a weight that dry. We wait about 3-4 months. Every year is different, depends by the climate. And then when we starting to make Chaketra, it's a very particular process because we take all the single grape by hand, because we want to select only the best grape for make the Chaketra. And in the end of the days, when we finish, we use my child of 8 years old for press by foot. It's very important to use a child because it's more light. And then we start in the fermentation in natural method without other yeast. And we have 28 days of contact skin. And when we finish, we put all in small barrique of 100 liter. Is a part of barrique of pear wood, another part of sherry wood. And we maintain for 1 year in the wood. After 1 year, we put all together in still and we wait. When the wine is clean, we go in the bottle. But it's a very long process because we don't use filter, we don't use nothing for clear, only the natural time.
Okay. I mean, obviously, you really love what you do. I mean, what you do is, as we said, heroic sort of viticulture and the various stages of making this wine.
Yes, because here is the nature that decide, because it's impossible to use nothing in the land. And I decided to don't use nothing in the winery. So we don't never use yeast. We don't ever use filter. We don't use nothing for clear the wine in all the type of the wine that I produce. And I finish in the 2017 and to produce wine without sulfite more. I like to use only natural sulfite or the nature that decide the flavor of the year, the climate, or if I take more sun or less sun, if rain or not. And with every year when one people ask me, notice by 1 year, I have to describe before the climate, and then after you can drink the wine. We are very happy to have this premium. It's very happy because I'm very, very, very small productor, and if I arrive to this level, it's very important for me and for all the work that we have in the last 20 years, because we work every year in the natural method, and now I know that is the good method for work.
For this particular wine, what local dish would you drink it with?
But for the Chaketra, I think that is perfect, the cheese. Gorgonzola cheese or many cake by dry fruit, or I think for me the special time for drinking the Chaketra is only with the wine, and is for stay in silence and drink a wine.
Vino di meditazione.
Yeah, meditation wine. Yes.
Okay. And do you sell, how do we buy your wine? Do you sell direct? Do you sell online?
Yeah, I know. I sell, I have here in a local market that is mine. Then I have a distribution in Italy, and I have a different market out of Italy. And it's very, I work for with the Japan, I work with the United States, with the Belgium, Germany, Singapore. I like have a different kind of market.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Listen, it's been really great to talk to you, and congratulations once again on your success at Five Star Wines this year, 2020. And your wine is a very special one, and it's a very niche wine, but it's a really heroic one. And you've explained beautifully the trials and tribulations and also the joys of producing that particular wine. Thank you so much for your time, Samuele. Congrats, you deserve everything. You deserve your success. Huh? Great stuff. A lot of respect for what you do. And don't give up and keep producing those wonderful wines and those niche wines. And don't let them die out. Don't let those vineyards die out on those steep hills, okay?
Thank you.
Ciao, Samuele. Thank you so much.
Ciao. Arrivederci. Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.